Harihi Om Sahana Vavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Sahadiryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavaditamastamavidyavishavahai Om Shanti 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 Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sarigaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Okay, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, chapter 26, page 40. The excellence of his behavior during the middle of youth consists of a profuse concentration of charming but cunning actions, a great festival of pastimes in the groves and the beginning of the rasa dance. Srila Prabhupada. At this age, Krishna enjoyed the rasa dance, rasa lila, exhibiting his power of joking with the cowherd girls and enjoying their company in the bushes of the gardens by the bank of the Jamuna. Right, so the joking means then you have to it would be the combination of charming and cunning. Means if you're going to hang out with the girls. You know, if you want to hang out with the guys down at the mechanic shop, then it can be slightly different. But still, it has that aspect of intelligence is being used. Right? So here, it has to have the charming means it has to have the emotional aspect. That's the basis. And then within that, it's clever. With the boys, it just has to be clever. It doesn't have to be charming. So we see is that this joking aspect comes up. That it's not just any old joke. It has to be clever. 21325. An example. In some places, by his clearly visible lac-stained footprints. In other places, by the plundered peacock feathers from his headdress. In other places, by beds strewn with discarded belts. By a multitude of disheveled groves and sand glowing with the evident marks of dancing together in a circle, Vrindavan announces the manifold pastimes of Govinda. Srila Prabhupada, in this connection there is the following statement. Throughout the whole tract of land known as Vrindavan, there were the footprints of Krishna and the gopis, and in some places peacock feathers were strewn about. In some places there were nice beddings in the bushes of Vrindavan gardens, and some places there were piles of dust due to the group dancing of Govinda and the gopis. End quote. These are some of the features which are due to the different pastimes invented by Sri Krishna in the place known as Vrindavan. 21326. The attractiveness of the middle period of youth. O friend, has an energetic sun full of sweetness arisen in the black sky called Krishna? From a distance, he has ignited the fire of passion in the Suryakanta jewel of my heart, and produced a mass of red clouds in all directions. Footnote 12. The Suryakanta jewel, or sunstone, is said to catch the rays of the sun and then give off heat. Thus, the gopis' hearts became hot with spiritual passion, being exposed to the sun of Krishna. He has made the moon of Dharma set, and transformed the blooming night lotus of discrimination into a mere budding state. How can we be delivered from this condition? Srila Prabhupada. There is the following statement by one gopi describing Krishna's attractive features during this age. My dear friend, just see how all of a sudden in the sky of Krishna there is a powerful rising sun, and how this rising sun is minimizing the rays of our chastity moon. Our attraction for Krishna is so intense that it is drying up the lotus flower of our discrimination. And we are losing our senses in deciding whether we shall continue as chaste women or be victimized by the beauty of Krishna. My dear friend, I think that we have lost all hope of life. Jiva Goswami. Abhra means sky in this context, though sometimes it means cloud. The red color refers to the intense thirst created by the passion, right? Because when you have the twilight, the redness that's there, that's created by that lust, and that it was then sent. It had to go somewhere, so it was sent to the twilight. So that's why you see it's always in the evening. The couples like to sit and watch the sunset because it carries that potency of the passion. So they're saying,
not so much the sunrise.
Not so much. Because if it didn't have the red, they wouldn't care. So. 2.1.3.27. When the final portion of youth, Kaishora, begins, all his limbs become more alluring than previously, with three lines clearly manifest on his navel, etc. 2.1.3.28. An example. I am remembering the killer of demons, Krishna, whose chest steals the radiance of a boulder from the emerald mountain, whose two arms agitate the pride of sapphire pillars, whose three folds of skin on his abdomen shame the beauty of the Jamuna's delicate waves, and whose excellent thighs surpass the trunks of banana trees. Srila Prabhupada. In the Kaishor age, beginning from the 11th year and continuing up to the end of the 15th year, Krishna's arms, legs, and thighs became marked with three divisional lines. At that time, Krishna's chest challenged the hill of Marakata jewels. His arms challenged pillars of the Indranila jewel. The three lines on his waist challenged the waves of the river Jamuna, and his thighs challenged beautiful bananas. One gopi said, quote, with all these exquisite features of his body, Krishna is too extraordinary beautiful, and therefore I am always thinking of him to protect me, because he is the killer of all demons. The idea expressed in this statement is that the gopis were comparing their attraction for Krishna to an attack of demons. And to counteract their attraction for the beauty of Krishna, they were also turning to Krishna, hopefully, because he is the killer of all kinds of demons. In other words, they were perplexed, because on one hand they were attracted by the beauty of Krishna, and on the other they needed Krishna to drive away the demon of such attraction. 2.1.3.29. The sweetness of the last period of youth. O young lady, behold that person wearing yellow cloth, who is radiating the beauty of fresh youth. With his physical beauty, capable of defeating the five arrows of Cupid, he makes the women lose all composure. He is the playground of the 64 arts, and the astonishing beauty of the tips of his eyes crushes the splendor of the wagtail. 2.1.3.30. The last part of youth, Kaishor, is called new youth, Navayovana, by the wise. Srila Prabhupada. This Kaishor age can be translated as adolescence. At the end of this period, all the gopis said, Krishna is the killer of the attraction of Cupid, and as such he disturbs the patience of all newly married girls. Krishna's bodily features have become so exquisite, it is as if they were all manifesting an artistic sense of the highest sort. His dancing eyes have dimmed the brilliance of the most expert dancer, and so there is no longer any comparison to the beauty of Krishna. End quote. Learned scholars therefore describe the features of his body at this time as Navayovana, newly invented youthfulness. At this stage of Krishna's bodily features, the conjugal love affairs with the gopis and similar pastimes become very prominent. Right, so they're already coming up. He began the Rasa dance in that middle point of Kaishor. Right? And so then you see is that then now at this later stage, that Navayovana, then you have the aspect how it'll be ever, ever fresh. I mean, she's always fresh, but it's just amazingly how the new features of his personal beauty is there. And so that's always going to attract the attention. 2.1.3.31. The end of youth is characterized by the manifestation of bliss from the most amazing pastimes of conjugal love, never before enacted, in which the girls of Braja are filled with the sum total of love. Jiva Goswami. Bhava Sarvasva Shalita refers to pastimes radiant with the sun of all loving states, bhava, present in the gopis. Right? So whatever variations are there within that attraction between Krishna and the gopis, all that's manifest at this time. Right? This indicates the highest praise for the gopis' type of love. Here the age of youth was described in four ways: by bodily characteristics, by dress, by actions, and by special attractiveness. Although the dress, actions, and attractiveness are all part of the characteristics, they are designated separately in order to describe them in detail. In the beginning of youth, these things are clearly divided by the author. But the dress of the middle and end periods of youth are not mentioned separately because of being generally the same in all three parts of youth. So he's mentioned it before, so that's what's continuing throughout. Right? So there may just be a little more variety or something is there. But the sweetness of Krishna, which is the cause of attractiveness, however, was shown separately in verse 329 with the last part of youth. That sweetness, however, is manifest even in the beginning of youth. So the sweetness is there. So all the qualities are there. It's just that it takes on a predominance. The sweetness of the beginning of youth is indicated in verse 319 with, quote, gazing upon the new sweetness of your smile, end quote. In verse 318 with, quote, the two eyebrows of the enemy of Aga are dancing like new bows of Cupid, end quote. And in verse 316 with, quote, he filled the holes of his flute with the nectar of his lips, end quote. The sweetness in the middle period of youth is indicated in verse 34, which describes, quote, the excellence of activities, etc. Cheshtadi Shaushtavam. Shaushtavam means excellence. They are excellent because of their sweetness. Right, so it's not excellence because of the technique or that, it's because of the sweetness. Because the point is technique is for expressing something. So if it's expressing the sweetness, then that will bring the highest flavor.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But just mechanically to be perfect, that's not the flavor. It doesn't mean that mechanically things aren't perfect. It just means the flavor is not the mechanics. In the last period of youth, attractiveness is also mentioned. In the present verse, 331, though not made a separate category like sweetness, actually, though excellence, shaushtavam, sweetness, madhurya, and attractiveness, mohanata, are distinguished from each other, they actually indicate the same thing. So you're bringing out different aspects of one thing, that attractive feature of Krishna. So it has the excellence of it, the sweetness of it, the attractiveness of it. But it's all the same thing. So that's why we're used to breaking things up and making it very mechanical. And when we go for one thing, then we can't get the other. You know, it's just like we're doing something, it's lacking one thing, so we'll focus on what's lacking. And then what was there, we lose that.
Yes.
Right? And then it's like, oh, we need some of this other stuff. And so then we go back to that. So that's why everything in the material platform is always swinging from one side to the other.
Yes.
Like that. It's never a balance. But with Krishna, all these things are together balanced. But because they're so wonderful in glorifying and being attractive, means as Udipan, then any one of these aspects of this one feature can be appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And these are just what they're showing. You know, it can go on and on. Right? Sweetness. They should not be understood as separate items. Excellence, shaushtavam, is the unique beauty of the limbs suitable for sweetness and attractiveness. Sweetness is the pleasure arising from the unique beauty. Attractiveness is being attracted to the unique beauty of Krishna with the excellence of all other experiences. See, so each one, it's just, you're taking it, the one, and then it has the other two as a support. And when you take the other two. So we'll say, oh, it's all the same thing, so why not just use one word? You can, if you're into mechanics. But if you're into poetry, then we have all these things, because then it brings out all the various tastes. Yes? In this way, the meaning of the section has been explained. Right? So on this attractiveness, they show it from all the different angles. Adbhuta purva here indicates not previously enacted. It means it hasn't been seen before. So even within this, he can make unlimited manifestations that have never been seen before. And they all are, you know, have these three points of the excellence, the sweetness, and the attractiveness. And it just keeps getting more and more wonderful in all its variety. Yes. No. Footnote 13. Thus, the beginning of youth mentions all four categories, whereas the middle and end of youth mention bodily characteristics, activities, and attraction. Sweetness is added in a separate category in the end of youth. The present verse mentions the activities of that last period of youth. Attractiveness is discussed in verse 3:33. So you have these bodily characteristics, activities, and attraction. Then the sweetness is added at the end because it just takes on such an excellence. That's the whole point. Brudge is the sweetness. So the more it goes in this direction, the more sweet it becomes. Does that make sense? That's why we shouldn't be too, opposed to things that are sweet. Yes. Otherwise, you may not like brudge. It's all sweet. You know? Like that. You never hear brudge being, explained as healthy or something. Yes.
I was thinking that the sweet taste, it's never too sweet. You can handle any kind of sweetness.
You can eat sugar straight and it's not too sweet. But if you just eat salt or bitter or anything like that, it's too much. That's why it's the mode of passion. So when it mentions the mode of passion of being too much, it says too salty, too sweet, too sour, too bitter, too pungent. It doesn't mean too sweet. You know, for the balance, it may be you can have too sweet, but you can take sugar as it is. You know, that's just the nature of it. So that's brudge. It's just sugar sweet. You know, and then it's with something. Sugar with, you know, grains, sugar with fruit and grains, you know, like that.
That makes sense. Sounds good.
Yeah. And if you, you're worried about health, check out Vaikuntha. Like that. 21332. An example. Okay, so this is the example of 2131. So then this point here, abhuta purva, here indicates not previously enacted. That's Jiva Goswami or Rupa Goswami?
The footnote?
No, not the footnote. The on the top of 43. Adbhuta Purva here indicates not previously enacted. So it's a continuation of him. Okay, and then from 2.1.3.31, now he's Rupa Goswami is giving an example. Okay, an example. The king of the groves, equipped with the six elements necessary for the arts of Cupid, rules the excellent kingdom of romantic love. In one place, he picks a quarrel with his beloved women. In another place, he dispatches love letters along with parrots. In another place, he becomes eager to meet for pastimes. In another place, he resolves differences using a go-between. In another place, he unites with a gopi. Srila Prabhupada. There are six features of conjugal love affairs, called peacemaking, picking a quarrel, going to meet one's lover, sitting together, separation, and support. Lord Krishna expanded an empire of these six features, of which he was the ruling prince. Somewhere, so that's why you see when you have abhuta purva, not previously enacted. So how he will apply these six, each time it'll never have been done before. Right? And he can do that unlimitedly, eternally. That's why it says he has unlimited energies. Right?
Yeah. Always fresh.
Always fresh, yes, always fresh. Somewhere he was picking quarrels with the young girls. Somewhere he was scratching them with the nails of parrots. Somewhere he was busy going to visit the gopis. And somewhere he was negotiating through cowherd friends to take shelter of the gopis. Jiva Goswami. This being so, in this verse, the author illustrates the behavior or actions in the last period of youth. The six elements equated with ruling the kingdom of romantic love should be taken from Niti Shastra as follows, right? Because that's the whole point, is we're saying all these things come up to its perfection in Krishna's pastimes, right? And so then what Manu will mention, what the Niti Shastra will mention about how you rule the kingdom, right? So when it says he rules the kingdom of love, this is the origin of this. Then it comes down to how kings manage a kingdom, right? Sandhir Navigraho Yanam Asanam Daidvam. These ones. Ashraya alliance, sandhi, battle, vigraha, going, yana, sitting, asana, division, dvaidva, and assistance, ashraya. Amar Kosh 27968. Manu, I don't know if you remember, Manu is talking about the king. Sometimes he moves with the other army. He moves. Sometimes he sits because he doesn't know what to do. Or he takes shelter because he doesn't have enough power. Or different, something. You remember those?
Yeah.
So this is that. Now the origin of that then is these, as Prabhupada says. Peacemaking, picking a quarrel, going to meet one's lover, sitting together, separation and support. So this is the origin of those. So that's why it's always a fallacy to try to do it the other way. Oh no, it's unless we understand, the administrative things, then only we can get, the movement to work properly and all that. No, you'll get management to run smoothly, but devotional service is not dependent upon that. Devotional service is the origin of your management. It's the origin of all these things. So that's the whole thing, is one has to know how, when it says descend, it means literally that. Starts from Krishna in Braj, and then it comes down through the different rasas, down into the different realms, and then it comes down, it becomes Om, that crosses into the material world as Om, that becomes Bhurbhuvaswa, that becomes the Brahma Gayatri, that becomes the Purusha Shukta, that becomes the Veda. And like that, then all the literatures come out, and then everything's established. But it originates there. It's not that, oh yeah, you have all this, and then there's that. No, it all goes to there. That's why the Goswamis, they can talk on the most technical levels, in tattva or in rasa. And sometimes you'll see Jiva Goswami, especially, he'll do the same in one sentence. He'll be taking the thing in tattva, and that's the other half of the sentence is where it is in rasa. So when they're doing this, it's not because they have so much knowledge. They see this. It's just like if I say, okay, describe a copper water pot. You're going to, well, it's copper and there's water inside. But if I have a pot here and say, describe this pot, is it difficult?
No.
So if they're seeing Krishna, they're seeing the pastimes, they're seeing the relationship between Krishna and his devotees, then what's the problem to describe? And then to think these guys aren't practical? That's just downright foolish. And I'm being nice. Right? So we have to always be very, very careful that these things, this is the origin. This is where it comes from. So understanding that, then that means when it says everything can be connected to Krishna, that's literal. And if you can't see how to do it, that's our lack. And so therefore, you do the best you can according to your realization. Whatever you can see how to, even if it's nothing else, you can't see the mechanics of it connected to Krishna, but the result you can give to Krishna. Because all mechanics will give a result, and the result you give to Krishna. But what we see here is that many of these great personalities, they see the whole mechanics connected to Krishna, how Krishna is all these, how all this is working. And so they can be managing the kingdom and remembering how Krishna is interacting with his devotees. Otherwise, why is Bhishma Dev on the bed of arrows talking about the gopis? Right? He's just going, delusionary. Like, okay, here there goes the old guys, talking about the girls again. You understand? So that's not what's happening. Is they see how all that connects. And then we in our position, we function at the level that we can function at. What we have to know is that our level is not what produces the higher level. Does that make sense?
Yes. Well said, Rob.
The original correlation between love and war.
Yes.
So all is fair.
Yeah, it's always mentioned that way. That's why then, as a Sankirtan mission, that, in the 90s, then it was a big hoo-ha was made about that we can't use, military examples because it's just not nice. Narad Muni is going to do that. In the dramas, then they'll say, the kettle drums of war then were sounded, when Radha and Krishna came out on the battlefield of love. For Holi, right? Because they're going to be throwing colors and all this. So that's the thing. We don't have a problem with it. That's why we don't have a problem with Gita. Like that. Hippies, yes. Vaishnavs, no. Like that. And it has nothing to do with the hair, because gopis have hair, they don't have a problem with it. So. Yeah. Okay. First, Amar Kosh 2-7-9-68. First, battle, Vigraha, is illustrated with picking quarrels. Then division is illustrated with dispatching letters. Kandarpa Lekan Kirer Arpayati. Following that, moving is illustrated with desire for meeting. Krita Bisarod Yamam. Right, so before is they're moving the army for battle, you know, or retreating, or like that. You can be going either way, right? Assistance is indicated by resolving differences. Sakya Bhedayati, right? Because assistance, the cowherd boys or the gopis are going to assist in trying to work out these problems. Right? Alliance is by uniting with the gopi. Right, so then alliance, because then there's another king, you go together, and then with that, then you're able to proceed. Sitting is indicated by being master of the groves. So otherwise, before it was sitting because you don't know what to do. Here is sitting, he's sitting with the gopis, or he's sitting and he's the lord of the whole thing. 2-1-3-3-3. Does this make sense? This is what Aparavidya is for. Right? And then you can also use it mechanically, but this is what it's for. 2-1-3-3-3. An example of attractiveness of the late Kishore period. O Krishna, today your age of youth, in the role of guru, is teaching the golden gopis the art of whispering in each other's ears, the method of making verses of praise for messengers when alone, cleverness in cheating husbands, practice in sneaking to the forest at night, deafness to the words of the elders and rapt hearing of the flute sound. Right? So that his youthfulness is then the guru is teaching them all this. Right? And so then that's what I mentioned before, the cleverness, all these different things like that. Right? Srila Prabhupada. Some of the gopis addressed him thus, "Dear Krishna, because of your adolescent age, you have just become the spiritual master of these young girls, and you are teaching them to whisper among themselves. You are teaching them to offer solemn prayers, as well as training them to cheat their husbands and join you in the gardens at night, without caring for the instructions of their superiors. You are enthusing them by the vibration of your enchanting flute, and as their teacher, you are teaching them all the intricacies of loving affairs." Jiva Goswami. This verse speaks of the attractiveness of the last part of youth. Thus, in all three parts of youth, the description of attractiveness should be understood to be similar. Because of frequent disagreement, the gopis have the tendency to whisper among each other, as if engaging in battle with each other. Right? So all these things are going on. That's why like that. Because that's the whole point. With Krishna, the battlefield of love is not a problem. Right? Because it's all connected to him, and he is the most attractive, and so it works very nice. Problem is, in the material platform, the battlefield of love, there's not many survivors. Yeah. 2-1-3-3-4. Even though the age of youth is said to be the sarup or of the protagonist, Alambana, it is also considered to be the stimulus, Udipana, because of appearing as one among many forms of age. Right, so you have the age of youth, you know, so the youthfulness itself being a quality, it is him, it is the sarup, but because there is all these different ages that are there, right, you know, so you have up to this point the three ages, and then within the Kishore the three parts, then it's a particular feature, and so it also becomes an Udipan. Right, that we were discussing before, you have the generic aspect, but it can also be specifically applied and be an Udipan. So all the 64 qualities are Krishna's Swarup, but at the same time, is because of their uniqueness, the Vishesha of them, they also can be Udipan. Yeah? Jiva Goswami. It was already shown in verse 305 that although the qualities are part of the Swarup of Krishna, differentiation is made, and thus the qualities act as stimuli, udipanas, right? So his form is a combination of all these unlimited, wonderful qualities. But then when one particular one is being manifest, that it becomes an udipana. Taking the age of youth as an example, the same principle is established again, right? So in other words, why are we again and again bringing up this aspect of youth? Right. So according to the other sat, not the sat karyavad. The Tatparya Lingas. Yes. Then what will it say about this?
Repetition
becomes important. So you can see it's because he's repeating this one so much, it becomes very prominent. And then within that, then all the other fine points. Rather than just the quality on its own, it's that quality of Krishna in youthfulness.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's good. Taking the age of youth as an example, the same principle is established again, confirming their status as stimuli. Though youth, Kaishoram, is the surup of the protagonist, Netuhu, right? The protagonist meaning Krishna. Because of being a quality of the surup, youth is also a stimulus. Right? So it is non-different from the surup, but at the same time being a quality of the surup, that's what makes it the udipan.
Mm.
So that's why all these 64 qualities, they're all his surup. So as the enjoyer of the relationship of the rasa, but at the same time it's also the udipan that invokes that relationship between the devotee who has that relationship.
Right? Krishna eternally has these ages.
Yes.
Is this last one that we're hearing of, is this like his original age?
Yes. But all the other ages are there, because then it's just like this. If something is good, then being in a context, it makes it better. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's just like, let's say if you're just eating, right? And you have boys, right? So then whatever is the best, you could have just that and they can eat piles of that and they're happy. Right? Because it just has that one element to it. But if you want to increase the rasa, then you'll see that same thing. If you're going to apply it in the company of girls, you have to have variety around it. So that's what makes it the best. You know what I'm saying? So even though like you're eating something you like, the other items are also there that accompany it. And so then it stands out in its, you know, it's just like you have a diamond, it's about the diamond or the jewel. But then you have a ring, and you have a special setting.
Enhance.
Yeah, so the special setting enhances. You know, if you just have a 5-carat diamond taped onto your finger with sellotape, you know, you can see the diamond and everyone goes, wow, that's a big diamond, like that. And, you know, but it won't have quite the same effect as if it's in a ring.
Yes.
You know?
Variety.
Yes, so that's the whole thing. It's that it has that. So it's excellent. So how you're going to bring about which aspects of it, and then the variety within the thing itself. So that way, that's how they get unlimited. Though youth, Kaishoram, is the surup of the protagonist, Netuhu. Because of being the quality of the surup, youth is also a stimulus. Because of appearing at a suitable time among the different forms of childhood, boyhood, and youth. Following after the possessor of those qualities, Krishna himself. Right? So Krishna himself, and then all these qualities of childhood, boyhood, and youth, they follow him. Ages will always follow after the alambana. The foundation of the qualities. The stimulus, udipans, appear now and then.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the alambana is the foundation of the qualities, mm-hmm. and then the udipans are the stimulus from that quality that appears now and again.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Is that clear? Yes.
Does it mean, Maharaj, that parallel realities coexist in the spiritual world where Krishna can manifest all those forms according to the rasa of the devotees?
Why not? Otherwise, why does Goloka have to be so big? You know. So in Gokul, you just have them chronologically going through. Right? But in Goloka, depending on the rasa of the devotee, then they'll be in those positions. Right? It doesn't mean that the major players won't be in all the positions, because even Krishna's going out with the cowherd girls at this, you know, the latter stage of Kaishore. But still, Mother Jashoda's there, and so many pastimes go on where she's involved. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that necessarily there'll be a focus on the childhood pastimes there. That'll be in another, you know, how you say, manifestation. So Mother Jashoda is there with all the cowherd women and interacting. It's all about Krishna and, you know, all these things like that. Something sense? So all these can be going on. So it's just a matter of, according to your rasa, you'll be there. Otherwise, how is it you have a limited amount of people involved? It means even though there's unlimited, you have a specific amount of people that are there. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Yeah. You know, and then now and again you'll see they come together. Like Maharas, then so many different manifestations will come together. You know, because it says when the rasa dances, there's millions of gopis. So 16,108 are made. But there's millions. But on a regular night, Krishna goes out with Radharani and that, it'll be her group. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's good enough. But then you also have the Maharas. You know, it has a particular flavor. That's why he's establishing that he's dancing there with Radharani, and then he's also dancing with everybody else. So they all think that they're just with Krishna. Mm-hmm. But Radharani and Krishna, they can see all of it. Does that make sense? Because in this way, they're all her expansions, right? As Brahma Samhita says. You know, they're all permeated with her love. And so then she can see how they're all pleasing Krishna in all various ways. So,
yes.
You know. No? Sometimes it is heard that new youthfulness appears even in Krishna as a small child, but since that does not nourish rasa, is not mentioned by those knowledgeable of rasa. It means it may come up, it may be there, but we don't look for it there, because where is the conjugal rasa being nourished? Right? And so different aspects there, you know, so it's not brought up. So that's why the technical mechanics are not as important as understanding how rasa is appreciated. So, you know, because you can do anything. Does that make sense? Huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's why in Chaitanya Charitamrita, you know, those people, Arup Damodar Goswami, he kept them far away from Mahaprabhu.
Yes, because otherwise then they'll ruin the mood.
Yeah.
Because they bring up things that just mechanically you can do. You know, you could take this and that. This is red, that's red, we can put them together. You know, that kind of thing. You know, because it's easier, because then all the red things are all together, but then, you know, that's not necessarily how it works. Mm-hmm. So you have the red dress, you have the red chilies, and you have fire, and it's all together.
Yeah.
Right?
Makes sense.
Yeah, it goes all together. As long as the chili is wearing the red dress, then it works. Yeah?
Mexican party.
Yeah, as you said. Mexican party.
It sounds like Tuesday.
Yeah, Taco Tuesday, right?
Tamale.
Yes, yes. Yes. Exactly. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Shiva Goswami. For instance, in the Vrata Ratnakara, in the Bhavishya Purana, it is said, even in his baby years, Krishna took on the form of youth and enjoyed various pastimes with his dearmost Radha. So, even as going on there, it's not that they're not going off and doing their pastimes. But it's not seen in the regular flow, so it's not brought up. Because otherwise, how does that happen? Is this and that? Because otherwise, they're just little kids. you know, just walking around like that. And so then they'll, you know, all the mothers will be together because you have kids, they all get together and all that. So they're all hanging out, and Radharani will be there, all of her associates will be there, and they're all little kids. Then the Radharani will motion, hey, let's blow this popcorn stand, right? And so then they go out into the forest. When they get to the forest, they take on their full forms of this latter stage of youth and that, and have their pastimes and all that. And then they go back into these little forms and walk back in. Right? Does that make sense? Yeah. So, therefore, it's not brought up. It does not nourish the rasa. So if you're talking about the pastime, Mother Yashoda and the go, it doesn't nourish the rasa to bring that out. So it's not there. Does that make sense? So one always has to be careful with this. Not producing proper rasa, not tirasa vahitva, means the rasa should manifest according to a particular order and not otherwise. Right? Because he goes from, you know, child to, so the Kumara Pauganda Kishore. So but he's performing Kishore pastimes in the Kumara Lila, but that's not known to the residents of Braja. It's only between Radha and Krishna and their gopis. So therefore, it's just that the later stage is happening at the same time because there's no time. So for us, we don't have to get into it because taste will come by going through in the chronological order. Does that make sense? Because otherwise, then you just discuss Radha and Krishna's pastimes. So it doesn't matter because there is no time, so you don't have to worry about it. So
now, is it way to study these topics? It depends on realization.
Yes, the study depends on realization. Otherwise, we'll just get mechanics. Yeah. We'll pick up mechanics, memorize a few things if we have a bit of a memory,
Yes. And
then try to put things together and all that. But that doesn't mean that we're appreciating what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because you can say, okay, now it's 9:15, and so then, you know, how you say, Krishna's breakfast will be going on, or stuff like that, or, you know, or Krishna's resting at this time, and that's what's happening in the Astakaliya Lila.
Yes.
But the point is where's the description of the taste? Where's the rasa? So it's just facts. You know, like saying, you know, the Empire State Building is, 100 and so many stories high. You know, like that. You know, so I mean, it doesn't have any more validity than that. It's connected to Krishna, but you can't say that, oh, it's the highest thing I know, Astakaliya Lila, because no, you don't. You know, that's like saying, I know an apple because I know the peel. I can tell that's an apple, so I know I'm on the topmost level. No, the guy eating the apple and tasting it, that's on the higher level. So all these kind of things, that's why you see is that they go through, they mention, and sometimes you see they're mentioning stuff, sometimes they're not. Because otherwise then it won't get around. Does that make sense? Yeah, because if we bring it down, we mention it in the context of the battle, then it takes on that niceness and the things and the situation of it. But it's something we can relate to. Does that make sense? Because the other things, then you have to see is, are we going to remember about Krishna or not? Mm-hmm. But in this, then we'll go, oh, Krishna's doing this and that. So the acharyas then know how to bring it out. Mm-hmm. Footnote 14. Kaumara is favorable for Vatsalya Rasa. Pauganda is favorable for Sakya Rasa. And Kishore is favorable for Madhurya Rasa. Right? Rupa Goswami mentioned that before. Arrangement of limbs in the most suitable matter is called beauty. Jiva Goswami, Swami. Sandarya is the synonym for Sandaryangatvam, mentioned in the commentary on verse 306, and is the first of the 50 qualities previously mentioned. Right, so then, having that beautiful form, that beauty, because that's the first, everything is expanding from that, right? Because his sarup is the original thing. So that beauty, and that includes all these qualities. Right? In other words, all these qualities are, you know, reside in his form. His form is non-different. They're non-different from his form. 2137. So beauty is the first. 2137. O Krishna, your face with long eyes, your broad chest like an emerald riverbank, your two arms like pillars, your graceful sides, narrow waist and hips attractive with ever-increasing waves of sweetness. Which hearts of the lotus-eyed gopis will not be stolen by these features? Jiva Goswami. The waves, Lahari, refer here to the appearance of increasing sweetness. The word jhagana refers to the front portion of the hips of the male. The usage of the word is found in relation to the universal form in Bhagavatam. Mahi talam taj jhaganam. The hips of the universal form are mahi tala. Srimad Bhagavatam 2.127. Another version is also found. Patima lalitam shroni palakam. Hips and loins full of grace. 2.1338. Excellent form is said to be that by which ornaments become worthy of being ornaments. Jiva Goswami. This takes place by a special combination of dazzling beauty of Krishna and the ornaments which mutually nourish each other. Right? So he's so beautiful. Now the ornaments have a meaning. Right? You know, if I go out and take, you know, so say we get the kids get, you know, their mom's, you know, how you say, wedding jewelry, right? So there's a kilo of gold here. And they go out and put it on, you know, the goat or something. Maybe that may not be the answer, the one, because you can be the goat and you're the best, most beautiful person, right? Yeah, so then you put it on a donkey, you know, or put it on their Labrador. You know, it's not worthy of it. Ornaments become worthy because it just doesn't have it. You know, they have cute floppy ears, but, you know, that's not enough to... Yeah. Two 1339. Oh, beautiful woman. The jeweled earrings and other ornaments in contacting his body cannot at all function as ornaments to enhance his beauty. Rather, those ornaments all become decorated by his body and have thus increased their beauty. Srila Prabhupada. It is said that even when Krishna was a boy of 5, he manifests such youthful energies, but learned scholars do not explain them because of the absence of suitable age. Krishna was beautiful because every part of his body was perfectly arranged without any defect. Such perfect bodily features of Krishna are described as follows. Quote, my dear enemy of Kamsa, your broad eyes, your rising chest, your two pillar-like arms, and the thin middle portion of your body are always enchanting to every lotus-eyed beautiful girl. End quote. The ornaments on the body of Krishna were not actually enhancing his beauty, but just the reverse. The ornaments were beautified by Krishna. You know, so Prabhupada is pointing out is that you have the path, he has these qualities, but they're not discussed because of the lack of the age in which they're appreciated. Does that make sense? So, point is Krishna as a youth, Mother Jashoda, you know, has the same affection for him, but it's not going to be necessarily all the physical forms and that's the Udipan for her. It's going to be some other aspects, you know, his flute or something else like that. But for the gopis, that's going to be theirs. And for the cowherd boys, it's not also going to be, other than he's very strong.
Yes.
Right? Yes. Does that make sense? So for the parents, it's going to be something else. Does that make sense? So the expertise of it, the perfection of it, that's going to impress the girls. Yes. Or, you know, how well he can do the things and all that, then that'll impress the boys.
Yes.
But for the moms, you know, you can hardly walk and they're impressed. You know, it doesn't require. These are more fun because when it gets into the other, it's another rasa, you know, and then it's off with someone else. Because as soon as they can walk nicely, they're not hanging out with their mom. You understand? So that's the whole point. Yes.
The affection of each devotee stay at the same level even if the age of Krishna change.
Means they're always going to have the same rasa. Yeah. It's just that the different aspects are going to, you know, what's going to produce the Udipan. You know, Mother Shoda is still going to arrange for Krishna's dressing and all that, and his food and all that. But she doesn't have to, you know, carry him around.
Yeah, the rasa stays the same, but the affection that they have...
The affection's the same. The rasa is the same, the affection's the same. It's just what manifests in one situation. What will catch the attention of one, it'll be different for someone else. Does that make sense? No? Krishna's arms, so they're very strong, okay? So for the cowherd boys, that means they can wrestle with Krishna, and that, you know, so they can have a good time there. With the gopis, that means then, you know, it'll be embracing him. It'll be a very firm embrace. So it's two different things on the one aspect, you know. And Mother Jashodi is turning into a, you know, he's growing up, you know, like that. But he's not married, so he's still a kid. You know, like, so that won't change. Mothers, it doesn't matter how old you are, they still deal with you exactly the same. Right? It means they have to accept that, yeah, you can feed, you put food into your mouth yourself and dress yourself, take your own shower and walk around without help. But otherwise, as far as emotionally goes, there's no difference. You know what I'm saying? So in a sense, you're the prime minister of the country. She'll still complain that you're working too hard and not taking enough rest, and, you know, you're not watching your diet, and, you know, you're not keeping warm enough, and, you know, she's still going to say all that. It doesn't matter. And all the other people in the government, the moms there, they're not going to say anything. It's just, you know, when she goes, they'll just go, moms, and then walk off. They won't come forward. He's the prime minister. You can't say that. No, they won't do that. They'll all just step back and let her, you know, interact. Does that make sense? It doesn't change. Rasa doesn't change. But what item is the udipan for the individual devotee in the particular rasa? That will be different. Does that make sense? Yes.
No, just in relation also, like in Kurukshetra, because Radharani's mood is not compatible with that mood, then she's always seeing Krishna in that way, in Vrindavan mood.
I mean, she only sees Braja Krishna. But the point is the environment there is, it's a kingly environment. So then they have to go up to the side, and, you know, they can't do things so much. So the point is the mood stays the same. Mm-hmm. So what you're looking for? Or?
Yeah, just on the same note.
Yes, okay. Two 1337. Oh Krishna, your face with long eyes, your broad chest like it. Oh, didn't we read that one?
We're at the very bottom. Jiva Goswami.
Oh, okay. Jiva Goswami. Okay. Let me turn the page. Only by being enchanted by the beauty of Krishna can they function as ornaments. This will be confirmed in verse 360. Angair eva bharana patali bhushita dogti bhushanam. The ornaments fulfill their functions as ornaments by ornamenting his limbs. Right. So this is an example of where they're quoting somewhere else at the point, because it matches. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean that when it gets to the other place, it's not explained again. Mm-hmm. It's always goes on. So you see, the acharyas have given us all the techniques. 2-1-3-40. Tenderness means being so soft that even touching what is soft becomes intolerable. 2-1-3-41. Ah, so tender is the body of this young boy with the complexion of a new cloud that by touching new shoots, his limbs become bruised and torn. Right, because you have a new leaf or a new thing. They're so soft. You like when they first come out, they're like purple and that, super soft and everything. But that itself, if it touches Krishna, then it leaves, you know, like the what do you call it? Like if you touch, then the color changes. Like that, it'll do that. Well, with us, it probably wouldn't do anything. But, you know. Okay, so, yeah. So tender is the body of this young boy that by being touched by a sledgehammer, then his limbs become bruised and torn. Yes, yeah. So that would be more our line, right? Srila Prabhupada. A person is called mild when he cannot even bear the touch of the most soft thing. It is described that every part of Krishna's body was so soft that even at the touch of newly grown leaves, the color of the touched part of his skin would change. Jiva Goswami. Aparajya means his limbs undergo pain, so they become discolored. 2-1-3-42. So that's why the gopis are complaining he's walking out in the forest and those little pebbles and stones, and not necessarily new grass, it can be older grass, and so it will all leave marks, so that's bothering them. 2-1-3-42. The intelligent understand that all the verbal and mental qualities which have been mentioned already in the section describing the protagonist are udipanas. 2.1.3.43. So we understand they're a sarup, that's why they're non-different from him, that's why they have a meaning. Right? So they're not something he has to develop. So that means then being non-different, appreciating them, that becomes the Udipan. Right? Because otherwise then others may take it as a separate thing. 2.1.3.43. The Rasa Lila, killing of the demons, and other pastimes are called activities, Cheshta. So these are qualities. Now we get into activities. 2.1.3.44. O lotus-eyed Lord, you are an expert dancer, longing for the pleasure of the Rasa Lila to begin. Were embraced on all sides by gracefully hipped dancing girls, gopis. Ramba and other heavenly damsels, smitten by Cupid's play, beheld your beauty at that time. The sweetness exhibited at that time is dragging away our hearts. Jiva Goswami, this is a letter sent by the women of Braja to Krishna when he was in Mathura. 2.1.3.45. Killing demons from Lalita Madhava. When Aristasura shakes his head in jest, Shiva pales and departs for a cave in Mandara Mountain with his bull. Ah, see the fun. Krishna so casually has killed that wicked bull demon. Srila Prabhupada. At this Kishore age, Krishna's endeavors were always bent towards arranging the rasa dance, as well as towards killing the demons in the forest of Vrindavan. While Krishna was engaged in enjoyment with the boys and girls within the forest of Vrindavan, Kamsa used to send his associates to kill Krishna, and Krishna would show his prowess by killing them. Jiva Goswami, ah, represents anger in this verse. The anger is directed against the listener, whose mind has been distracted elsewhere. Amarkosh 33.8.57 says, astu syat kopa pidaya. Aha indicates anger or suffering. Yeah, well, you figured it out.
Which was that, anger or suffering?
But you hear it here more. Ah, they'll use that more here. 1.2.3.46, you know, or like that. Aha, and we caught you, you know. So, like that. Vestment refers to clothing, ornaments, decorations, and other things of similar nature. 2.1.3.47. The Lord has three types of clothing, two-piece outfit, four-piece dress, and multi-piece dress, in orange, red, yellow, and other colors. 15. Kashmira means kumkuma, which is saffron. It is reddish as filaments, but yellow when soaked and used as flavor. Jiva Goswami. Sometimes the four-piece outfit includes the top cloth also. The different styles of dress are befitting the occasion. Right? So two-piece would be like a dhoti and the chudder. Like that. But he also sees that, you know, because then he's using a lighter, you know, his headpiece and all that. So the four-piece will mean the dhoti, the belt, the chudder, and the turban. Like that. The multi-piece and whatever combination they want to put. Because you can also have, you know, he has a... 2.1.3.48. Two-piece outfit refers to a lower cloth wrapped around the waist and an upper shawl. Oh, so they're not even counting the dhoti there. 2.1.3.49. An example from the Mukundastaka of Stavavali.
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivinda ki, Jai Nitai Gaurav Pimini.